8:25 p.m.
Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there. Just take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you, and it's impossible for the Lord to escape God's love. Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we look at what God's nature is like and what His thoughts are towards you. Go to Psalm 116, 1 and 5. I love the Lord because He hears my voice and prayer for mercy. Because He bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Death wrapped its ropes around me. The terrors of the grave overtook me. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I call on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is. How good He is. So merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death, and He saved me. Let my soul be at rest again, For the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. Well, this psalm pictures God the loving Father leaning over the banisters of heaven, inclining his ear to hear the cry of the hurting. He listens with such intensity, especially when his children cry out in their sickness, sorrow, and suffering. I know there's a testimony here, well, 17-year-old who was emotionally traumatized. It goes on to say, this miracle had a huge impact on our daughter's quality of life. For years she was ridiculed and put down because of her condition, and this had a demoralizing effect on her. After prayer, her whole personality has changed and her self-esteem has grown immensely. She is now a confident, happy 17-year-old who loves the Lord. Her father and I, along with our daughter, are rejoicing and continually praising God for what he has done in her life and in our life. In Psalm 147:3, it says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. That's just what happened to this young 17-year-old. Jesus, through his suffering on the cross, has redeemed you from all anguish, sickness, sorrow, and suffering. Friend, the Son of God was revealed that he might destroy, undo, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done. He wants to crown you with his loving kindness and tender mercies to renew your youth like the eagles. Good news, friends. Psalm 139:16. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were written. The days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. Friends, he is the basis of self-esteem and self-worth to believers. God has made each person, God knew each one before he was or she was born. He's made each and every one of us before we were born. He sees us. He knew the moment he or she was conceived, and he is present at every phase and development of the moment, from that moment on. Loved one, God has a cloud of witnesses, all believing in you and are ready to change the course of this life so that you can become the history maker you were destined to be. It's rigged in your favor, friend. Always remember how kind God is towards you. Friend, this entire message has been that God loves you, he always has, and he always will. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. The gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you. But you must make the choice. Only you can make that choice. Christ stands at the door of your heart, and he waits for you to invite him in. For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you. So will you pray with me? Just pray, follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. I believe that God raised him from the dead. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. God has given you a purpose, and there's a calling over your life, a destiny for you to fulfill. And always remember, your past is passed away. You are forgiven. You are free from condemnation. Romans 8:1, free from all condemnation. Okay, today's scripture, Exodus 3:11. But Moses says to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Well, the message here is, there's something amazing about you. So often we look at others and think, wow, they're amazing, and I'm so ordinary. They're smart and I'm so average. She's beautiful and I'm so plain. Well, it's true that they may be amazing in certain areas. You have to realize there's something amazing about you as well. You are talented. You are attractive. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made. While God wants to celebrate others, he wants you to celebrate you as well. You didn't get left out when God was handing out the gifts, the talents, or the looks. He put something in you that will cause you to shine. You can be a great business person, a great teacher, a great mother. Don't get focused on what someone else has, what they've got. Realize what you have. You have to know who you are in God, that God breathed his life in you. You are a masterpiece. Don't compare yourself. Celebrate yourself. So my prayer for you on this is that, Father, thank you for the amazing people you've brought into their life. And I thank you for making them amazing as well. Thank you that you gave them the gifts and talents and looks that they have. Let them celebrate the person you have made them to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, this part of the message, we're going to be praying for the sick shortly. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmities. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in Jesus are yes, and in Jesus, amen. Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. See, God is faithful to hear and answer. The Lord is loving and compassionate, is always listening to the cares of his people. When they pray in faith, recognize and trusting him as their healer, he is faithful to hear and answer. He releases his healing power, making the way for us to receive our healing. God is a covenant-keeping God. One of his covenant names is Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord who heals. He will not violate or break his covenant of healing. Numbers 23:19. Listen to this. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not spoken, and will he not make it good? See, friends, once you understand God cannot lie, you can know for surety the scriptures are true. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I've set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. See, friend, it's a matter of making a choice to accept what he has already done. When we are struggling with any illness or even facing death, we are given the mandate to choose life, being asked to choose him. Because God is life. Once you choose life, then you're on the way to your healing. Isaiah 53:3. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our illnesses and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Go to Matthew 8:16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Friends, at the same time Jesus Christ carried your sins on the cross, he actually carried your sicknesses and diseases at the same time. This is not something that has to be done, but has already done 2,000 years ago. The price has already been paid. We can identify what he did 2,000 years ago, but the fact that this healing is made available to every single believer then it's our choice. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the cross, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Friends, this is past tense. It's already happened. Sins erased. You are righteous. You were healed. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. I will bring health and healing, and I will heal them, and I will reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Remember Romans 8:11. So the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will quicken, make alive your mortal body. Lay your hand on that part that needs a touch from the Lord. The Holy Spirit is within you. He is the demonstrator of God's word. He is the confirmer of the gospel. Okay, as we start to pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, every infirmity I bind and I break your power, and I command you to loose them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Set them free, Lord. Set them free. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them with a creative miracle. Give them a miracle that they have longed for, Lord. Give them a miracle. Give them a miracle in their body in Jesus Christ's name. Creative miracle. The pains, whether it be emotional or physical, I curse this. I bind and break it off of you. Let the fire of God burn out every trace of pains and emotional pain, hurts. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven come upon them right now. Thank you, Lord, for the blood, your precious blood, Lord Jesus, your shalom. Thank you, Lord, for your shalom, your peace. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. And I command you, torment them no more. Heart, blood disorders, I break this power. I set you free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Give them a miracle that they have longed for in every single area of their heart and their blood. Be healed and made whole. Cast it out, which is not of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Kidneys, I curse this kidney condition, bladder and urinal tract, everything, and give them a miracle. Be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed and made whole. Cancers and tumors, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree and it dried up from the roots, I curse cancer at the roots. I command you to wither and dry up. Every cancer cell in that body, I command you to die. Let the fire of God burn it out in Jesus Christ. Every trace of cancer, burn it out in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of that body in Jesus' name. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Lord, let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord, with being healed and made whole from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Everything, Lord, every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning in their body, I command it be healed and made whole. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated and his shalom, his peace, has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke it is destroyed because you are your strength, Lord. You are a song and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. And for our friends, don't let fear come upon you. Many, 365 times it says in the Bible, to fear not. Fear always distorts the truth and makes us believe things which we should not believe, and look for the improvements. Divine healing can be instantaneous, we know that, but it can also often be progressive where it unfolds over a period of time. So look for the improvements, very important, look for the improvements. To keep your healing, believe you received. Just believe. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living a right relationship with God and each other. Don't hold on any grudges or being vindictive. Let that go. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. The peace of God, which is beyond our utmost understanding, will guard over your hearts and your thoughts in Jesus' name. So my final prayer for you is today's blessing. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Know that you are a child of God, a priceless part of his kingdom. Your eternal soul is in the hand of the Lord, and no one can pluck you out. The angels of God are going before you to prepare your way, and behind you to be your rear guard. Blessings of the Lord are yours because you are his child. He loves you with an everlasting love that you cannot begin to imagine. Receive God's blessing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Shalom. Amen.
Harmonies out to him. your afflictions to him this morning. Place your hand on that point in your body that is ailing. Command his life in this room to come into that area. Take authority over that thing which does not belong in you. Wholeness in this room today. I declare wholeness in this room today. Wholeness in your mind. I take authority over depression in the name of Jesus. Joy of the Lord be your strength. Your joy is my strength today, Lord. Wholeness in your bodies today. Take authority over cancer cells in the name of Jesus. I command those to dry up and be gone because of your stripes, O Lord. Because of your resurrection, Lord, we have life today. You come with healing in your wings. Hallelujah. The King is here.